AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Trump administration appears unlikely to accept Iran's offer to end the war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. lifts its blockade on the country. It would mean postponing discussions on Iran's nuclear program. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke to Fox News.
The Straits is basically the equivalent of an economic nuclear weapon that they're trying to use against the world. And they're bragging about it. They're putting up billboards in Tehran bragging about how they can hold 25% or 20% of the world's energy hostage. Imagine if those same people had access to a nuclear weapon. They would hold the whole region hostage.
The United Arab Emirates announced it will leave OPEC effective May 1st, stripping the oil cartel of one of its largest producers. After the shooting incident at the White House Correspondents' Dinner with President Trump nearby, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is pushing for the building of President Trump's White House ballroom.
A meeting space that is secured on the White House grounds that would allow people to do what they did at the Hilton Hotel is necessary. I'm convinced if there had been a presidential ballroom adjacent to the White House, the guy would have never gotten in.
Today, King Charles will address Congress, becoming the first British monarch to do so since his mother, Queen Elizabeth, in 1991. The Conference Board says consumer confidence rose modestly in April, despite growing anxiety over soaring energy prices brought on by the war in Iran. Police say an 89-year-old man who allegedly opened fire at a Social Security office in Athens in Greece has been arrested. A college dropout has been ordered held without bond for murder charges in the killings of two University of South Florida students. A man accused of plotting to attack one of Taylor Swift's concerts in Vienna, Austria, nearly 2 years ago, has pleaded guilty as his trial began. This is AP News. An AP investigation looks into adopted children confined into for-profit institutions.
Adoptees like Kate, a former resident at multiple residential treatment centers, told AP they believe they were in a shadow orphanage system where children end up institutionalized in oppressive, sometimes abusive facilities.
And the staff come running down and instantly put me, like, throw me face first into a hold.
A therapist at one of the facilities said Kate probably had reactive attachment disorder. But experts say most teenagers confined to these facilities most certainly don't have RAD, and that the treatment offered wouldn't fix it even if they did. Brian Allen is a psychologist at Penn State Center for the Protection of Children.
You know, holding them down, some of those very coercive types of treatment approaches, those are things that not only are not scientifically valid, they're ethically questionable.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.